Day 39. Quick-witted and open-minded.
Patrick, let's take another look, so to speak, at Benji's fist, okay?
What's so fascinating about Benji's fist? Whoever this guy Benji is anyway.
Well, let's suppose he's a boxer, and a good one, where his two fists have won him a few fights. You could say he's what kind of fighter?
A good one. You just said so, Marta.
No, I mean another way of saying a fighter who uses his two fists.
Let's see. A two-fisted fighter?
Yes. Can you break the word fisted down a bit, the way we did a few sessions ago with, say, the noun waiter?
Sure. You got fist plus E-D.
What's the E-D doing? Is it past tense E-D?
No way. Fist is a noun, not a verb, and fisted is sort of an adjective.
And what's it mean?
Kind of like having a fist.
And if Benji has poise, what is he?
He's poised.
And if he's wearing a helmet?
Helmeted.
So could you say he's possessed of his two fists? A helmet? Poise?
In a sense, yes. I see what you're getting at, Marta.
Which is?
The ED attaches to nouns and is kind of like another possessive along with S.
You're getting to be pretty sure-footed with this stuff.
And you're pretty strong-willed.
Bravo, Patrick. Can you think of some more? How about listing some qualities of people that you happen to like?
Oh, that's easy. They're mild-mannered, they're kind-hearted, quick-witted, open-minded.
And those you don't like?
Well, they're thick-skinned, simple-minded, short-sighted, dim-witted.
Nice collection. I'd say you're pretty talented.